Well, the first in-depth carbon audit of an Irish county shows that even a sparsely populated area with forestry and wind energy emits dangerously high levels of greenhouse gases. County Leitrim was audited by the Good Energy Alliance with help from the European Erasmus Project and guidance from universities and the EPA. I asked Dr. Aideen McLaughlin why this in-depth carbon accounting was needed.
We're very much focusing on the whole issue of climate change and how we can respond to that. And what we've found is that whereas there are great plans put forward by the government, there's very little actually filtering down at community level. So what we wanted to do was to find out what is the baseline actually for this county that we live in and what can be done about it at a county level.
What were the main sectors that you looked at?
The built environment, so residential and industry and the commercial sector, transport, of course, energy, what emissions actually come from our sources of energy, and agriculture. They would be the main emitters. And then as well as that, we had a look at the sinks, as they call them, the areas that absorb carbon, like forestry, bogs, woodlands, that sort of thing. Leitrim is actually very low-intensity farming. It accounts for less than 1% of the national emissions. So you think that we're fine. But in fact, when you actually look at the total emissions in the county, agriculture accounts for 43%.
Let's move on to residential homes. What did you find in terms of the emissions from houses?
Well, this was quite a shocker, actually. I wasn't expecting this result at all, that homes in Leitrim are actually huge emitters of carbon dioxide, and it's because of the age of the houses. Stone houses, you cannot insulate them to the level that modern houses are. And as a result, houses in Leitrim emit 24% more than the national average. And not only that, but the energy consumption of those houses is about 17% higher than the national average. There's no public transport to speak of, except trains going from Carrick and a few local link buses. So everybody needs a car.
You also looked at the county's wind farms.
Yes, we did. And the finding was quite amazing that we have 7 wind farms in Leitrim and they produce 64% of the electricity consumed in the county. And that saves actually 37,000 tons of CO2. We actually offset that against the total amount of electricity that is consumed.
You looked at forestry as well. What did you find in terms of what Leitrim's forestry contributes to this situation?
At the moment, the forests in Leitrim actually sequester enough to completely offset any emissions from agriculture. So they're actually sequestering 190,000 tonnes.
What surprised you most about doing this survey?
Just a realisation of how much carbon dioxide we're actually producing as an individual, as part of a community, as the lifestyle of a really small county from the point of view of economic activity, of people that don't have high lifestyles. And that was quite shocking, that even if you have a modest lifestyle, your carbon emissions can be as high as 13 tonnes a year. And that is a huge figure.
That is the national average.
Which is the national average. And when we looked at the emissions per person in Leitrim, it came out more or less the same.
And that was Dr. Aideen McLaughlin of the Good Energy Alliance speaking to me there.